Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. There's no argument that this election cycle is one of the most bizarre elections we have ever experienced. People from both sides of the aisle have taken to social media to, you know, talk about the virtues of this candidate and berate the other. Really, friendships have broken down due to heated conversations. So the question is, what do we do? And I say comedy is the way to go. I've come across a new game called Political Pitfalls: Path to the White House, created by Audacity Games. And Dave Bowman, who's been a game developer for over 20 years, is co-creator of the game and founder of Audacity Games. Dave, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you, Valerie.
I have to tell you, this is an interesting phenomenon, what we're going through now with this political circus from both sides of the aisle. And I do love the idea of making light of it because it's been very heavy. You decided to create this game. What prompted you to do this?
Well, from my standpoint, it was just day by day getting more crazy how the election was taking place. A year ago, it was unclear who the candidates would be. People swore that Trump had no chance. It was just a sideshow to the bigger, more serious political election. And as it kept progressing, at some point it turned from serious politics to reality TV. And it dawned on me that what we needed was some light parody to take advantage of what had turned into a cartoonish environment, to say the least.
Absolutely. So how long ago did this idea come to you?
We started working on the game, I would say, in early February. And unlike a lot of games, this game had a very specific time frame, obviously because of the election.
Sure.
So we didn't have the latitude to take our time and make it great and work on it, you know, for a year or two, which is what it deserved. We had to figure out how to still make it great, but do it in a much more compressed schedule. So it was a pretty hectic 4 months to get it done.
Right. And normally it's a longer process to create this kind of a depth of a game. So the game is called Political Pitfalls: Path to the White House. How does this work?
From a game designer vernacular, it's what is called a physics game, which means that all the objects in the game are in a physical environment and there's actually gravity. From a non-game designer standpoint, it's a cute little game mechanic where you have to clear a path, thus the name, so that your candidate can get to the undecided voters and touch them. When your candidate touches an undecided voter, he becomes a candidate supporter.
More juice on your side. Is that the idea?
That's right. And there are 50 levels, which represent the 50 states. And you start with the states with the smallest number of delegate votes. And you end in California, which is the largest number of delegate votes. And on each level, the object of the game is to convert all of the undecided voters on that level into your candidate's supporters.
And what happens along the way, along this path, that makes it even more interesting?
Well, it's interesting how a game develops. Originally, the concept was get the candidate to the voters, and that worked very well. At some point, I came up with the concept of maybe we should have something you can pick up, almost like a chance card in Monopoly, mm-hmm. but something different where you would get a surprise. So we came up with campaign buttons. And campaign buttons are on the vast majority of the levels. And what they do is they reward you with a political pitfall, a political blooper that a current or past candidate said in the real world using their actual voice.
So it's a clip. It's like a little audio clip from a newsreel that you picked up somewhere.
Right. It started as a little audio clip. And then we started playing with the idea of putting up a caricature of the candidate. And then we said, let's animate the lips and the eyes and make them look a little real. So what it turns into is a little, we call it a cameo appearance of a candidate like a Sarah Palin or a Mitt Romney or even President Obama saying something that they've said in the past that is funny.
Give us an example.
Bernie Sanders said, last week I bought my second pair of underwear. No one would expect that Bernie Sanders said that. And we found it in our research, and it's a great little clip. And what we want to really go for here is surprise. We want people to hear something and go, there's no way they said that. But in all cases, all the video and audio in the game, all the audio clips are actual clips that candidates said. What it is the environment is scaffolds, as if you're standing outside at a large rally and you're standing up on a stage. And obviously with a video game, you take liberties. So the scaffolding here has trap doors that blink that you can open. It has slanted scaffolding ramps that you would roll down. So by removing obstacles such as trap doors, static objects, even ropes, you allow your candidate to fall. And when they fall, they eventually reach either good things or bad things. There's an obstacle that you want to avoid with your candidate called the scandal. Mm-hmm. And what this does is it reaches back into the past and pulls out an audio clip of some scandal that has haunted the candidate in the past. For example, if you're playing as Donald Trump and you hit it, he might say, if Ivanka wasn't my daughter, I'd probably be dating her, mm-hmm. which is something he actually said and can be considered scandalous in some quarters. And you are rewarded by that, or not rewarded by it, depending what candidate you like, if you hit it during your play. Now, there are levels where it's Trump versus Hillary. And when you're playing as one candidate, you get extra points for guiding the other candidate, the opposing candidate, into a scandal. In that case, it's to your advantage. You never want to hit a scandal with your candidate.
It's really easy to play, so it may sound a little bit complicated, but to get into it and do it, you'll understand how this all works. So it's very easy to engage in. And it's fun, and the graphics are interesting. So it's only been out a couple of weeks, Dave. How has the game been doing?
It's been doing great. The growth has been tremendous because people see it. They laugh about it. It's one of those games that you really want to tell your friends about, because you want to say, you've got to hear what George Bush said a few years ago. I believe the human being and fish can live peacefully together. Now, why George Bush ever said that, I can't tell you. But when you see something like that, you run to your friend and play it and say, oh my God, watch, this is hysterical. I might also mention it has a social media component in it. When you finish a level, or you play back what we call the campaign buttons, you have the ability to play them back to show your friend, you can post onto social media, either Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, the clip that you just watched, so you can share it with people online.
Which also helps to market the game.
That's right. Which creates a viral sense, and people learn about it and laugh about it and hopefully download it.
Well, I think the life of a game developer is an interesting one, probably a solitary one. I'm envisioning you and perhaps you have a partner in the game, right?
Right, Don works with me.
I'm envisioning you guys like mad scientists up till 2, 3, 4 in the morning coming up with ideas. Is that sort of close?
Yeah, that's incredibly close. We don't work in the same office. Don's about an hour from me. So we have instant messaging up 24 hours a day. So at 2 a.m, I'll be working on something. I'll ask him a question. He'll respond by I am. And it's like we're sitting next to each other, but we're doing it in the modern age. And we can interact that way, just like we can interact sitting next to each other.
Of course, without a doubt. And before I let you go, Dave, the latest phenomenon in gaming, of course, is Pokemon. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, it's very exciting because there have been these geographically based games for a couple of years now, and this is the first one that really took off. And once you're able to get people to understand that video gaming is more than just on a screen and really steps out into the real world, it's really a tremendous shift in mentality. And people now know that video games go further than the screen, which opens up the door for virtual reality The game, Pokemon game, is referred to as augmented reality because it combines graphics with the reality that you see looking through the camera of your phone. Augmented reality, virtual reality, these are all technologies of the future that are really going to expand where video games go.
Well, as a developer, as you mentioned, it is exciting to see the applications and the fruits of your labor in the field. And so, for this election cycle, Political Pitfalls: Path to the White House, created by Audacity Games, is available. So I hope you get tons of downloads and great success with this particular game.
Valerie, thank you so much for having me.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
American Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who makes a better eyewitness, kids or adults? Here's the social science of it. The answer right up front, it's the kids. They tend to make fewer memory errors when recalling an event. Adults remember a greater amount of information, but grown-ups try to make meaning of the event, and this leads to more mistakes.
Tomorrow morning, you won't remember a thing.
Adults try to make sense of things, and as they put it all together, inaccurate memories emerge.
All right, shut up. Just let me think.
Kids do not search for meaning. They just remember what they saw. If they saw a pink pig flying, they don't try to make sense of it. They just state what they saw.
Is that a fact?
What's the cheap psychological trick? Looking for the facts? Then ask a kid. As every adult knows, out of the mouth of babes can come the unvarnished truth.
Believe it because it's true.
Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Airborne is a product that claims to help fight off your oncoming cold, but a class action suit filed against Airborne says there's no credible evidence that Airborne can prevent colds, and their clinical trials were not even conducted by doctors or scientists. The lawsuit asks for $25 million in refunds to consumers. How do you think this case turned out? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Although Airborne denies any wrongdoing, they agreed to settle the case for $23 million and to refund money to consumers who bought their product. And that's the final verdict.